Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show.
I want to take you on a little journey. Today we're going to go down to Delray Beach, Florida. It's America's number one favorite beach town. And there we're going to go to a cigar bar and meet a mysterious guy who's going to drive up in a 7 Series BMW. And what he's going to share with us in this conversation today is he's going to give us the secret to life. He's going to show us how to generate fast cash for our businesses while living a billionaire life. Now, this guy also wrote a book that I'm going to tell you about at the end. And this book is recommended by Alex Hormozi, Ryan Dice, Dan Kennedy, Russell Brunson, all your favorite internet millionaires. But most importantly, what he's going to teach us today are the 9 force multipliers that will put more money in your pocket if you own a business. Now, if you want to make money fast and you don't own a business, I don't know what to tell you other than to start a business. Entrepreneurship is the absolute best way to make money fast. I don't think you should get into crypto. I don't think you should be doing Forex or day trading. You should start a business because the sky is the limit. And that's where you need. You can put in your hustle. You don't need to put in cash and crypto. You can just start with hustle. So let's get into the 9 force multipliers. By the way, my name is Craig Ballantyne. This is an episode of Early to Rise Radio, and I have helped over 250 entrepreneurs become millionaires using the 9 force multipliers that I learned from my mentor. Now, if you start a business and you want to make money, there's only 3 ways to make more money. First is you have to get more customers, right? You have to get customers in a business if you want to make money. If you want to make more money, you got to go out and get more customers. The second thing you need to do is sell more to your existing customers. The first sale of a new customer is pretty darn hard. Imagine this. Somebody meets you for the first time. You've got maybe a protein bar that you're trying to sell, or maybe you've got a green smoothie place, or maybe you've got jewelry. Well, they don't trust you. So whether you're trying to sell them a book or personal training or even real estate, they're like, nah, I don't know. I'm pretty skeptical of you. So it's hard to get that first customer. Now, it's not impossible. We'll talk about that in a second. But once you get somebody as a customer, it's a whole lot easier to go back to them with new stuff that adds value to their life, and they will buy again. So all you need to really do is get a few customers and then resell to them, and your business will start to grow. Now, the third thing that you need to do is sell higher priced options to your customers, to both new customers and to your previous customers. So you're always looking to add value. That's like the name of the game. If you want to generate money, if you want to generate wealth, whether you want to do it fast or slow, I prefer the fast way, you need to figure out how you can add more value to people's lives. That's it. If you're selling green smoothies, you want to sell the most delicious, healthiest green smoothie to somebody. It's okay if it's healthy, but if it's not delicious, well, that's not the maximum value. And it's okay if it's delicious, but if it's not healthy, again, if I'm looking for something that's healthy, you're not giving me the maximum value. You want to come at somebody with something that is the maximum value. So delicious and healthy if you're selling green juices or green smoothies. So think about that for your business. If you're a real estate agent, for example, and you can sell somebody's home, but you're really slow and you don't get back to them, you're not adding maximum value. And that's why you're not getting referrals or more customers and growing your business. So you need to figure out how you can add maximum value in any business so you get more customers, you sell more to existing customers, and you're able to sell at higher prices to all customers. So those are the 3 basics, but now let's go into the 9 force multipliers. And those are broken down into the 3 P's. The first P is profits. So let's talk about profits, and we'll talk about productivity, then we'll talk about people so that you make more money fast. We talk about in our business, we help people with strategic profit multipliers. And the first one is strategic pricing. So don't just have one offer. You want to have your basic level offer. You want to have a very high level offer. And look at it this way. For every 100 customers that you get, there's going to be 5% who are going to absolutely love you and are going to be willing to pay more than you can possibly charge for anything. They will just absolutely buy everything. And then there's going to be about 20% who are going to be willing to buy on a regular basis from you. And you need to figure out what's the right price. You can do this through testing your offers. But if you're just going to do DMs, you can send a message out, like a coach could send a message out and offer a higher level coaching and try this price point. If somebody's like, ah, that's too high, they can go to the next person and drop the price down. So you can be very strategic. You need to be testing your price. We do a lot of testing with our Facebook ads when we're selling our courses. Sometimes we test at 47. If the results are not good enough, we'll test the price at 37. Sometimes we'll test at 97, but we're always doing strategic testing of our pricing. The next thing to do is figure out how you can add premium to your offers and bundles. Can you, like, for example, hotels are really great, right? You go to a hotel, there's not just one type of room. There is the basic room, there is the next level room, there's the junior suite, and then there's the presidential suite and everything kind of in between. They know that there's going to be customers coming in at different levels, and to the best of your ability, have those offers in yours. Same with if you are an information marketer where you have courses, you can put together a whole bunch of courses into a bundle. Those are great Black Friday sales. And figure out how you can add more value. Again, a key word, adding more value, is how you're going to be able to increase the amount of money you make per sale. And the final force multiplier when we're looking at profits is to look at how can we sell multi-purchase. So this is recurring revenue. It could be a subscription model. Or how can we get ascension? How can we get somebody to come in and buying one product and get them through the system as quickly as possible to see the value in our next level and ascend them. For example, in our business, we have people that buy our courses. And then when they buy our courses, we try and get those people on an implementation call because we want them to implement and get value from our program. And then we see if it's a good fit for them to learn more about our mastermind meetings or our one-on-one coaching. And we want them to know about those offers as quickly as possible. They're very excited to get our information. We've added value to them in the course and on the call. Let's show you what we can do at the next level. So we want to ascend people as quickly as we can. So with the profit multipliers, you have strategic pricing. You have to figure out how to get premium offers and bundles. And then the third thing is multi-purchase, but also ascension. And that goes back to the three ways that you can sell more customers. You can sell more to existing customers and you can sell at higher price points. Now I know what you're thinking. Well, that's a lot of stuff to do. Right, which is why we need to maximize your productivity. I just had a new client come in. They're a real estate agent. They have a brokerage in South Florida. I said, well, you know, when we were talking about getting them onboarded, it's like, what's your number one problem? Is it, you know, getting more listings? Is it recruiting agents? Or is it just the organization to do all this stuff? And generally, like this person replied, it's the organization. They know what to do. In most cases, you have the information you need. You just don't have time to act on it. So we need to make you more productive. Once we make you more productive, you can get all of this stuff done. Imagine you were able to get 10 more offers per day, whether through email or calls or direct messaging. Your business would grow simply because you're able to do more. But right now you're handicapped either by delivering or you're not efficient or your productivity procrastinating. We need to fix that. So the first thing you need to figure out is your morning magic time. This is a time of day when you have the greatest discipline, willpower, and intention. It's usually the first work block of the day. And if you're not doing your hardest activity in that first work block, you're really missing out on an opportunity for you to be maximally productive. And especially if you're letting your phone get in the way or distractions or scrolling or email, and you're giving your best time of the day when you have the greatest discipline, willpower, and intention to minor activities, you're never going to get the major things done. So we need to maximize your morning magic. The next thing we need to do is make sure you have a planning and preparation process the day before that makes the next day absolutely productive. I see this so many times. High performing entrepreneurs, they're very busy and they wake up in the morning and they start making their to-do list. You are already too late, already too late. You need to have that done the day before because, say it with me now, you have the greatest discipline, willpower, and intention first thing in the morning. And if you're just figuring out what to do, you're wasting that. So you figure that out mid-afternoon to late afternoon the day before. You have that plan in place. You know your number one priority. You get up in the morning and you crush it. And then finally, the third thing is having non-negotiable cutoffs and deadlines. You need to have those in place to keep you focused. You need to have some to tell somebody, hey, I'm going to get this thing to you at 2 o'clock today. And there's got to be consequences if you don't. And you know darn well, you're going to get that to them before 2 o'clock. You're not going to be late. And just like when you have date nights, hey, listen, I'm going to be done work at 5 o'clock tonight so we can be at the restaurant by 6. That's a hardcore non-negotiable, and it's going to keep you focused all day long. Finally, so we have figured out how to pull the levers to be more profitable. We have figured out how to leverage our time to be more productive. But there's one more missing link here, and that is the force multiplier of other people. So if you're just getting started in business, the temptation is to do everything yourself. But you're only going to be able to get so far if you do everything on your own. Even if you work 24 hours a day, which is a horrible idea, you're still only going to be able to do so much. You have to leverage other people. And not only other people's time, but their skill set. You need to go out and find people who are smarter than you, more energetic than you in certain areas to come up and fill your weaknesses. And that's how you're going to grow. It's like even in the NBA, you know, when Kobe was around and playing, he wasn't the only guy on the court. The Lakers didn't just send out one guy. No, they sent out a team, and Kobe benefited from everybody else being out there. So even if you're the best in the world at what you do, you need a team to take you to the next level. So the three things that we teach people about people to have them become force multipliers is, first of all, send a weekly team same page email written, telling people how the revenue is going, what you're doing next. You include some success stories to show people how you're changing people's lives. You ask your team for feedback, and then you recognize one individual, kind of like an employee of the week who is adhered to the core values. And that just is a message that needs to be every week, same day, and it gets people on the same page. Because most people, if I go into your company and you have employees, and I say, what's the purpose of this company? What do you guys do? Who do you serve? You know, why was this company started? Would everybody give me the same answer? If you say no, they'd probably give you a whole bunch of different answers. Then nobody's on the same page, and it's going to be difficult for you to all row in the right direction. The next thing you need in your business is to create SOP checklists, standard operating procedure checklists, so that in case somebody leaves, they win the lottery and they're like, I'm not coming into work tomorrow, you don't slow down. You can bring somebody in very quickly and they can take over because they have that standard operating procedures. It ensures performance optimization. And then finally, you need to be running a weekly team meeting and one-on-one goal set and review meetings with your top team members. So the weekly team meeting is that same page meeting. It's very similar to that email that goes out, but you get to dive a little bit deeper. People get to share what they're working on. And everybody knows, like the marketing department knows what the sales department is doing. The customer service knows what the sales team is promising people and what promotions are coming up from the marketing department. Everybody's on the same page in that meeting. And then also you get your top people in and you help them set goals and you help them stick to it, make a plan to succeed. And you review the goals they set the week before and make sure that they're on track. And when you manage your people like that, all of a sudden, that's a huge force multiplier. That's probably more important than even making you more productive, because now you have all these other people working and going in the right direction. So I learned all that from Mark Ford, aka Michael Masterson, the man who wrote Ready, Fire, Aim at a cigar bar down in Delray Beach, Florida. I bought a business from Mark, earlytorise.com. That's the name of this podcast. And Mark changed my life. Mark was the man who basically, he's probably the most influential man in my life besides my father and Jesus. And Mark taught me almost everything I know about business. He introduced me to other mentors like Dan Kennedy and Bedros Koulian and Yannick Silver and Ryan Dice, all these amazing people. And Mark was kind enough to give me his time. And he changed my life. And he showed me these 9 force multipliers that I put into place in my business to grow the business that I bought from him. And today he's still a partner in my business, a very small partner. And I still make him money to this day because he's leveraged that P of people. He's leveraged me to make him money. So that's how you're going to generate more money fast. It's not going to be easy, but it's a pretty simple process. And if you're a business owner, this is going to be a game changer. So today I like to do what Mark did for me. I like to mentor business owners. And so if you would like to learn more about our entrepreneurship mentorship program, then just drop the word mentorship down below and we'll get in touch with you and see if we're a good fit to work together. Looking forward to helping you make more money fast.